I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. One of Donald Trump's most effective abilities is the art of deflection. It is fair to say that every time there's a sticky wicket, he pulls a rabbit out of his hat and creates something that sends public attention in a different direction. Well, the Epstein pedophile questions and client list is one that continues to dog him. Is this another hoax, or does it really have young, long legs? Let's go through it. The new release this week coming from the Epstein estate includes the suggestive note purported to have been signed by Trump and contained in a birthday book for Epstein. It is the rough drawing of a woman's body with the signature Donald in what either is or is a very good forgery or Photoshop in the way Trump used to sign notes to friends before entering the White House. It also contains the wording of Trump-Epstein's secrets. At her news conference, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt is very careful to say that the letter is not a hoax.
I did not say the documents are a hoax. I said the entire narrative surrounding Jeffrey Epstein right now that is absorbing many of the liberal cable channels on television is a hoax.
So I have to admit to being a bit confused. The document is not a hoax, but the narrative is? Does it make sense? Part of the narrative is the letter. So how can it be both ways? But the president has denied ever signing the letter and says he can't draw.
The president has one of the most famous signatures in the world, and he has for many, many years. You know that, Maggie, you've covered him for a long time, long before he assumed this office when he was a businessman in New York. The president did not write that letter. He did not sign those documents. He maintains that position, and that position will be argued in court by his lawyers. The president is very confident he is going to win this case.
So intimating that it's a forgery perpetrated by Democrats who apparently planted the letter inside the Epstein birthday book that nobody has had access to until subpoenas were issued. And then there's another document in the book that is now circulating, a check for $22,500 from Trump to Epstein to buy, in quotes, a fully depreciated woman. Leavitt again denied that Trump had signed the check, but again never claimed that she had said that they were faked. Again, is this doublespeak? Now, Democrats, of course, have seized on this again, but more concerning to Trump has to be the four Republicans, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Thomas Massie, and Nancy Mace, who've signed a petition asking for the full release of the files. So now, does it seem that since this is an issue that obviously is not going to go away on its own, that the path is to investigate in the best possible way to see if the signature is valid? The head of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, says he's not inclined to do that because he believes the president. Now, the White House has endorsed an analysis. It is a given that Democrats want this stuff to stick. But the question now for Republicans who want to get out of the way of this before the midterms is to check it out, or do they fear that if it turns out to be valid, it could greatly destroy the conservative base that has blindly followed Mr. Trump? And what about the American public? Does it have a right to know? What makes sense?